Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine Om Jnananti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sirupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivisakanditamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishavano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kipasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Gadadhar Sibash Adi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto The Saman Bonam 10th Chapter Deliverance of the Yamal Arjuna Trees. And today we'll be reading from texts 20, 21, and 22. I believe the sloka on the board is text 20, 22. So I'll go to the end of this. Vasudevasya Sanidhyam. Ladbha divya sarachate Vriti svarloka tambuyo Ladbha bhakti babishyata Yad imau loka palasya putra budbo tamapluta Na vivasya sam atmanam vijanita sudurmadau Athori hata satavaratam shatam naivam yatapuna Smritishan mat prasadena tatrapi mad anugrahat Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. These two young men, Nalakuvar and Managriva, are by fortune the sons of the great demigod Kuvera. But because of false prestige and madness after drinking liquor, they are so fallen that they are naked but cannot understand that they are. Therefore, because they are living like trees, for trees are naked but are not conscious, these two young men should receive the bodies of trees. This will be proper punishment. Nonetheless, after they become trees and until they are released, by my mercy, they will have remembrance of their past sinful activities. Moreover, by my special favor, after the expiry of 100 years, by the measurement of the demigods, they will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, face to face, and thus revive their real position as devotees. So who's speaking here? Who? Narad Muni. Purport. A tree has no consciousness. When cut, it feels no pain. But Narad Muni wanted the consciousness of Nalakuvar and Manigriva to continue, so that even after being released from the life of trees, they would not forget the circumstances under which they had been punished. Therefore, to bestow upon them special favor, Narad Muni arranged things in such a way that after being released, they would be able to see Krishna in Vrindavan and thus revive their dormant bhakti. Each day of the demigods in the upper planetary system equals 6 months of our measurement. Although the demigods in the upper planetary system are attached to material enjoyment, they are all devotees, and therefore they are all called demigods. There are two kinds of persons, namely the devas and the asuras. Asuras forget their relationship with Krishna, asuram babham ashrita, whereas the devas do not forget. Dvabhuto sargalokesmi daiva asura ivacha vishnu bhakta smrito daiva asurastad viparyaya. Padma Purana. The distinction between a pure devotee and a karma mishra devotee is this. A pure devotee does not desire anything for material enjoyment, whereas a mixed devotee becomes a devotee to become a first-class enjoyer in this material world. One who is in direct touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotional service remains pure, uncontaminated by material desires. Anyabilasita sunyam jnana karma di anabritam. By karma mishra bhakti, one is elevated to the celestial kingdom. By jnana mishra bhakti, one is able to merge in the Brahman effulgence. And by yoga mishra bhakti, one is able to realize the omnipotency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But pure bhakti does not depend on karma, jnana, or yoga, for it simply consists of loving affairs. The liberation of the bhakta, therefore, which is called not just mukti but vimukti, surpasses the five other kinds of liberation: sayujya, sarupya, salokya, sarshiti, and samipya. A pure devotee always engages in pure service. Anukulyena krishnanam shilanam bhaktir uttama. Taking birth in the upper planetary system as a demigod is a chance to become a further purified devotee and go back home, back to Godhead. Narad Muni indirectly gave Manigriva and Nalakuvara the greatest opportunity by his so-called curse. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports on text 20 to 22, Canto 10, Chapter 10 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this episode of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where the Supreme Lord performed his pastimes and the childhood pastimes after being tied up by the rope by Mother Yasoda, and the result is that he was tied in the wooden grinding mortar. And these two brothers, being sons of the most, as you may say, a very affluent, kind of rich, even though he's a treasurer of the demigods, he has so many wealth and opulence. But these two brothers were puffed up, as Prabhupada would compare to a chapati that goes like this, puffed up with false prestige, being born in an aristocratic family. So now, it says also that a devotee, when he's not able to make it perfect, he will take birth also in an aristocratic family or highly learned Brahmana family. Or learned Brahmanas, yes. But here, the opulence, the wealth of their father is very intoxicating, that they were oblivious when Narad Muni was passing by. And they were partying wildly. That's why it's called party, wild party, with the damsels of the heavenly planets, the apsaras, society girls, in the abode of Lord Shiva, Mandakini Ganga River. So, Srila Prabhupada also, one time, he went to a place called the Morning Star Ranch. When Prabhupada came to San Francisco, the devotees, they had some program of a benefit concert. Sisi Gornitai ki jai, Sisi Krishna Balaram ki jai, Sisi Radhashyama Sundar Lalita Visakha Devi ki jai. So they call this what? Mantra rock dance. And in those times, it's just the birth of the flower people, the hippies. And Prabhupada became prominent feature of that area. So many, many hippies, they considered Prabhupada as very saintly personality. And there was this one personality who owns a ranch about 60 miles north of San Francisco. But this ranch is very special. This ranch is do your own thing. It's like a free world. Free sex, free drugs, everything. And nearly half of the members who live there are naked. They don't wear anything. It's like a nudist camp. In America, they still have that nudist camp. Oh, yes. Or maybe Germany. Okay, Germany. Germany. We've been there before also. I remember going, bewildering. So Prabhupada, he was invited and the owner, he drove him to that place. And somehow, Prabhupada was not so much disturbed. He was not affected at all. People there, they live in hollow tree. The trees there are called redwood. And they can go up to 200 feet going up to the sky. And there's some holes in the trees. So some are living there. Some are doing gardening. And many devotees, many of the members became devotees in that place. Because Prabhupada is beyond the bodily concept. He did not see their bodies. And some of them who became devotees said that Prabhupada kind of look inside of me, in my heart. What's in my heart? So Prabhupada asked one of the members there, "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm hoeing the land or the soil to plant potatoes." And Prabhupada repeat the same question, "What are you doing in your life?" So he was bewildered. Somehow or other, one devotee or one person who became a devotee, Devananda Prabhu, he went along with Srila Prabhupada. And then later on, we had Vishnujan Swami, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Revati Nandan Prabhu, Madhu Dwis Prabhu. These are all like big leaders. So here, Narad Muni, somehow he cursed these two brothers. Actually, if you can think about it, we're all cursed here. Curse that someday we will give up our material desires and only desire for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there's so many instances or stories about cursing. So here in this episode, Narad Muni, he was not in Tamaguna cursing, because usually in the material platform, out of anger, out of passion, one will curse the other person because he's not able to get what he wants, or he doesn't like his guts, or he's envious of him and he's getting forward or upward, so let me curse him. The curse of the devotee is not out of false ego. The curse and the blessings of the devotee has similar effect for the benefit of the person who's been cursed or blessed. Just like Krishna, when he killed, or when he gives mercy or blessings, when he killed the demons, they get liberation. When he blesses devotees, they get liberation also. So Narad Muni is such a personality who travels all over the world to give mercy to the conditioned souls, knowingly that without the mercy of the Vaishnavas or the pure devotees of the Lord, there is no hope for us. So these two great personalities, Nalakuvar and Manigriva, they've been intoxicated with their opulences. So he cursed them to be trees. Trees are also naked, no clothing. In the middle of winter, they will be freezing cold. Of course, the consciousness is so low that they probably not really feeling the cold. Or in the middle of summer season, when the temperature rises up to 100 degrees Celsius, or Fahrenheit, sorry, Celsius will be too much for the tree. 52 or 55, that is pretty hot. So the consciousness is so low, they may not be able to feel it. And they were cursed to be in that situation for 100 celestial years. Now, 100 celestial years is quite a long time, lengthy. Because one day is equal to our 6 months. So 365 days times 6 months. Who is good in math? That's quite a long time. But they will have this benediction whereby they'll be able to see the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and eventually later on, when Lord Krishna has been punished by Mother Yasoda, that these twin Yamal Arjuna trees will be broken from their, being standing, because of this wooden grinding mortar will push the trees, and then they'll emerge in their original form as the demigods. There's a difference here though, because they'll get the benediction here. It says here that they will remember what happened. It's like Bharat Maharaj, he remembered also. That's why when he became a deer, he became careful. Or when he became Jadabharat, he became careful. Now, their mentality being, demigods, they have facilities for higher sense enjoyment. And therefore, they can be easily distracted for the purpose of going back home, back to Godhead. It says that when you're in the heavenly planets, you can have a choice. You want to enjoy materially, or you can go back home, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada also mentions one time that most of my disciples, they just want to go to the heavenly planets. We've heard this in the Prabhupada Remembrances by Siddhanta Prabhu. So now that they have, which we will be later on, we will see that they will actually have darshan of the Lord. They will have what you call Vrindavan mentality. What is Vrindavan mentality? Vrindavan mentality means I only want to please the Supreme Lord, irregardless. I can give up my family. I can give up my kingdom, like the kings, Raja Rishis in those times. I can give up everything, my wealth, everything for Krishna. Only Krishna and nothing but Krishna. This is Vrindavan mentality. So they remember that when they return back to the heavenly planets, and that was their last life. So as we mentioned also earlier, many instances in the Bhagavatam that talks about cursing. And this cursed by the Supreme Lord's pure devotees, or even Mother Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva. These are all blessings in disguise. That means they may be cursed, and seemingly some reversal in their life will happen. But the curse itself is so beneficial that it will be the cause of their last life. We had an instance where Mother Parvati cursed King Chittaketu. King Chittaketu is a king who had thousands of wives, but no son. But then, Devala, there are two, Devala and also Narad Muni, they were traveling, and they said, oh, okay, you will have a son, but he'll be the cause of your joy and miseries. So somehow, one of the queens gave birth to a son, and the other queens, they became envious, and then they give poison to the son. And the king was so happy. But then, when the son died, It was so miserable. He was blessed. The sages return and says, no, you should be free from anguish. Actually, the son was revived and says, you may be my father now, but I've been born many, many times. I have different fathers and mothers as well. So King Chitraketu, one time, he was traveling in an airplane and he saw Lord Shiva along with some of his associates. They're reciting some mantras, but on the lap of Lord Shiva, Parvati was there. And he was embracing Mother Parvati. So he laughed. And he says, what is this? This is not the proper manner for a highly elevated soul. Of course, for King Chitraketu, this is not really like criticism. This is like an observation. And Mother Parvati heard. But for Lord Shiva, he was just smiling, not affected. The devotees are not affected. Whatever is being told to them, whether it is true or true, they don't get affected because they know they're not these bodies. They're spirit souls. So Parvati cursed Chitraketu to take birth in a low family and also become a demon. So that's why there is the story of Brikkasura. And that was his last life. Then after that, he went back home, back to Godhead. There's another story, Gajendra and the elephant. Both, they're also been cursed. Gajendra was King Indrajumna in last life. And the elephant, the crocodile. The crocodile was King Hu. That is the name of the king. King Hu. So, somehow or other, yes, Gajendra is a big elephant, but not so much intelligence. And somehow or other, he remembered also, because he was a devotee, King Gajendra. He was a devotee, and King Hu is one of the demigods, is a king also in the heavenly planets. And somehow, at a time when, of desperation, he called upon Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu appeared, and he offered prayers to Lord Vishnu, and he was touched by Lord Vishnu, and therefore that was his last life again. There is another instance also whereby, without the curse of this Brahmin boy, Srinji, to King Parikshit, we will not be hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He was cursed not to die in one day, but 7 days. So within that 7 days, continuously, King Parikshit was hearing Bhagavad Katha, Hari Katha from Srila Sukadev Goswami for our own benefit again, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So yes, although aristocratic birth could be a boon, but somehow or other it could be impediments also in our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says, it's all right to be a proud devotee. You can be proud. Yes, I'm a devotee of Lord Krishna. Nothing wrong with that. But to be proud of being a devotee and not to share to others about Krishna consciousness, that is not good. That will be the cause of one's fall down. or to call himself as a Vaishnava, but he's not doing any service. He's proud to be a Vaishnava, but he's not serving the Lord, or he's not serving the Vaishnavas, other Vaishnavas. That will be also the cause of his fall down. So Prabhupada was once asked, how can you get rid of this false ego? What is the proper way how to eliminate false ego? So Srila Prabhupada asked Pustakrishna Swami, why don't you answer it? And then Pustakrishna Swami, he left his body also. He says, he quoted the verse of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sikshastakam prayers. Chetodarpanamarjanam bhavamahadabhagni nirbhapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vijabaju jivanam anandam bodhibardhanam pratipadam purnam ritasbadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate si krishna sankirtanam. Yes, because our heart is so polluted, especially upadhi, bodily designation. I'm an Indian, I'm Hindu, I'm American, I'm a Filipino, I'm Christian, I'm a Jew, or I'm from India, or nationality, creed and color. And Prabhupada says, this is our main disease. And Prabhupada, mostly in his lectures, he will mention, you are not this body. Now, bodily platform means mental platform, because the mind is the king of all the senses. He says that, yes, we have to get rid of this by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Without chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which if we sincerely trying to avoid the offenses and hear the sound vibration attentively, we'll come to the Brahma Bhuta platform, where there is no more anxiety, no more hankerings, no more lamentation. Being in the bodily platform is not so easy to get rid of if you don't follow the instructions chalked out by the previous acharyas and but by what Srila Prabhupada has told us. And this happened even to King Indra. King Indra was punished by his spiritual master, Brihaspati. He did an offense. So the offense is that he became a hog, a pig. So he took birth as a hog in the earthly planet, and he got this wife, hog, and piglets, kids, hogs also. And he was eating nicely. That means he's eating mud and dirt. If you give, Prabhupada says, if you give halava to a hog, it will not accept. So, enjoying day and night with the piggy wife and the piggy kids. Now the time was up and there was some issues in the heavenly planets that needs to be treated. That needs to be arranged in such a way that only King Indra will be able to solve. So they're trying to call King Indra. King Indra, no way. I'm enjoying my piggy wife and my piggy kids, and we're eating nicely here. Can't you see? A lot of nice mud here, dirt. And he doesn't want to come. He was so absorbed in the bodily concept. He forgot that he was King Indra. And now, it reached Lord Brahma. Now Lord Brahma was forced to come down and tell King Indra that yes, you must come up now. If you don't come up now, then I will have you remain as a pig. That changed his mind, ultimately. He woke up in his dream. And he went with Lord Brahma back to the heavenly planets and have his position regained. His position is always there, but then he has forgotten that. So similarly, our position right now is like this. We should be very thankful that without the blessings of the pure devotees of the Supreme Lord, Srila Prabhupada, and for the next 10,000 years, he is the only hope for the conditioned souls. Srila Prabhupada is compared to the modern-day Narad Muni. Just like Narad Muni always engages in preaching, Srila Prabhupada is still preaching today. In his books, in his temples, with his devotees, disciples, followers, always also propagating the holy name, just like Narad Muni, chanting the name of Lord, the Lord with his Veena. So similarly, our society is always engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says there should be always a fire in our temples. Fire of Sankirtan. There should be always propagation of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And in this way, book distribution as well, Harinam, Sankirtan. And where is the best place you can do that? We are in the best place in the world. Of course, Srila Prabhupada was cursed also, just like Narad Muni was cursed by Prajapati Daksha. Prajapati Daksha means he is expert in making the population increases. So one time he had 10,000 sons, the Haryasvas, and he told them to procreate. But before that, he wanted them to be prepared spiritually as well. So they went to this place, it's a lake. And then Narad Muni was passing by again, and then somehow he convinced them not to pursue what your father told you to do and just become a devotee. So, again, Prajapati Daksha heard that Narad Muni did this. So again, he had another set of 1,000 sons, Savalasvas, told him the same thing, go to this lake, perform your tapasya, increase your shakti, so that you'll be expert. But then again, Narad Muni came. And then Narad Muni says, well, just like your brothers, you should follow in their footsteps. Don't go. Don't follow your father. Become a devotee. So now Daksha cursed Narad Muni. And Narad Muni was already started to go here and there, traveling all over the three worlds. Daksha cursed him not to be able to stay in one place more than 2 or 3 days. 3 days, to be exact. Or it says that as long as, you know, it takes to milk a cow. Doesn't take that long to milk a cow. So for a devotee, when they're cursed, they consider it as actually it's a benediction. There may be some temporary reversal, or it looks like negative things, but they continue on with their service. They never get discouraged. And Prabhupada says, oh, I must have cursed by the parents of my disciples for not be able to stay in one place more than 2 or 3 days at a time. And he traveled the whole world 14 times in 12 years. Never stopped. And somehow, to my disciples who took sannyas, young disciples who took sannyas, I am transferring this curse to them. So that I may be relieved of writing. Management can be done by the GBC. So similarly, to be cursed by a devotee, you should be happy. To be criticized by a devotee, of course, devotee never criticizes, isn't it? But there is what you call constructive criticism. Objective criticism. It's like if I tell you something, you should be happy, even though it may seem like to hurt your ego. But I'm not doing this, and I will not do this out of my false ego. It is to help you. Now, if you're going to get angry and you will not want to take my advice, that will be your problem. So Narad Muni is like this. He's cursing here the two brothers, but it's blessings in disguise. King Chittaketu, when he was cursed by Parvati, he did not retaliate. Parikshit Maharaj, when he was cursed, he did not retaliate. When the Yadu dynasty, they were cursed by the Brahmanas that they will be killed. Because they were joking and they were so proud, you know, these boys, they put a lump of thing under their shirt and they were saying to the Brahmanas, oh, what do you think will be the outcome? Will this be a boy or a girl? But then the Brahmanas knew that these boys are so proud, impudent, that they were cursed. The same. Whatever you have under your belly will be the cause of your death. So they pound this metal and they scattered. Then it became like bamboos, which they used to kill each other. Because Lord Krishna was about to exit. So Uddhava was saying, how is this that you let your Yadu dynasty to be ultimately vanish? Your pastime must be now in the end. Because the Lord is like this. The Lord's pastime is like a cinema. Before the main actor appears, then the supporting actors will be there, the settings will be there, Vrindavan will be there, all the demigods became devotees or associates of the Supreme Lord, or pure devotees, eternal associates of the Supreme Lord, they will come first. And then when he will wind up his pastimes, it's like an actor, when he exit, everyone also exit. There you go. It's time to exit. So similarly, when Lord Krishna had decided that, well, it's time for me to go, so because of these Yadus, they're very, very strong. No one can destroy them. No one. Not a normal personality. So he made it in such a way that, again, he could have counteract the curse. But the curse actually became the way how the Leela will be winding up. So everything will be just like so perfect. Was that Mausalya Leela, disappearance? So we should learn from this lesson here that Narad Muni, his wishes or his curse yields the same result. So similarly, we should be, oh yes, when Prabhupada will be chastising his disciples, they were so happy. And they will be waiting for the next chastisement. Because chastisement or punishment is a sign of love. A materialist, oh, what does it say? Oh, you correct a fool, he'll get angry. Right? You correct a simple-minded devotee, he'll be so happy. So, when you're going to be corrected, when you're going to be somehow punished by the Lord or His devotees, you should be thankful because this will be an impetus for you to make advancement. If you accept or receive it with good heart and without any duplicitous. We stop here. Any points? Any comments? Yes, sir.
You mentioned that the emperor was not that intelligent, but he surrendered to Vishnu and said beautiful prayers to the Lord. And you would imagine someone who's in that position to be actually very intelligent. Probably with all my students are very intelligent. Actually, to accept Krishna consciousness is a sign of intelligence.
Right.
So I'm challenging
what?
You're considering Pujendra unintelligent.
He actually, devotees, they may be put in a different form, but they always remember the Lord. This is benediction from the Lord. They will once you know Krishna, you may fall into Maya, but you know that you are in Maya. This is the difference. They remember Krishna's instructions, but due to past lives, they're not able to control their senses. They've been attracted by the material energy, but they always remember. Once you know Krishna, you will never forget Krishna. And Krishna will always give you the intelligence by which you can go back to Him. So these are like the Yamal Arjun trees. They were trees, seems to be unconscious, but they remember Narad Muni's benediction to them. King Chittaketu is like that also. He remembered. He's in a body of a demon, but at the same time he's a devotee. Now the problem here is like, we cannot remember our past life. So don't try to remember what were you before. Just accept what we have right now. This is mercy. Revive our Krishna consciousness. Gopal Prabhu?
Yes. In regards to Mr. Prabhu's question, we all know and we've heard many times that the elephant never forgets.
Right. Yeah. I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. How many, some Prabhupada's disciples also fell away being attracted by Maya. But somehow they remember their service to Srila Prabhupada. They came back. And they left their bodies here in Vrindavan, surrounded by devotees. We should pray like that also. Or, not to fall into Maya. Or if we're going to be somehow, accidentally fell into Maya, get up. Resume where we left off from before. There's no other solution to this. Like, only you can help yourself, but it is our duty to remind you. This is the duty of Srila Prabhupada, this is us, the Acharyas. This is just their duty to give us direction, guidance. So we must Maybe some of you are devotees before, so you're very fortunate, but I'm sure many of us, especially like myself, I don't think I've been in that position that I remember. There was a story Prabhupada was giving, I've heard in lecture. I remember when I was 2 months old, or something like that. Prabhupada, remembering 2 months old or 2 years old? Let's say 2 years, okay, 2 years. Or 6 months. It was 6 months, how can you remember what you were doing? Whatever, 6 months, 2 years, 1 year. How? It's not possible for the conditioned souls like us. So Thakirti Prabhu said that he remembered when he was sitting on the lap of his sister, 6 months old. Can you remember what happened 10 weeks ago? Yeah. If you are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with a 24-hour kirtan department, you can remember that I was chanting or I was reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Any other points?
Hare
yes,
Krishna.
Prabhuji.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a nice class. My question is, in the last paragraph of Purport,
yes?
Taking birth in the upper planetary system as a demigod is a chance to become a further purified devotee
and go back
home.
Yes.
And why Khatwan Maharaj asked to send him on the earthly planet to go to the temple?
Maybe it's different slokas for different folks. Isn't that applicable? See, for the devotee, I just read, it doesn't matter whether he is in heaven or he is in hell, as long as he is engaged in the service of the Lord. For them, they are in the spiritual world already. So, yeah, is it Maharaj Katvanga was like, what, only a moment to live? So it could have been my speculation here. It will be easier for him to remember Krishna in the earthly planet. And it says that the demigods are waiting. They are in queue, Prabhupada says, to take birth in ISKCON. Right, Prabhuji? Huh? In line, in queue, the demigods. In the earthly planet, this is the best way or platform where it is easily to remember Krishna. Because this place is of duality. Over there, mostly sense enjoyment. So if you are always in this sense enjoying mood, it is difficult to remember Krishna. So for his safety, I better go down to the planet Earth. Is that okay?
Thank you, Mom.
Don't go there. Stay here. And serve. I've learned the other day. I've seen. In three words, you can define bhakti. Learn, practice, and share. Remember this. Learn about bhakti. Learn about the process. Practice it. What you've learned. And share it. Just like our VIHE here, they have this motto. Learn and teach. So to go a little bit more, learn, practice, because when you practice, you learn more what you are trying to understand, and then share. Don't keep it to yourself. When you share Krishna consciousness, you become dearmost to Lord Krishna. Hari Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande.